Okay, so this is from Beverly Hoffman. And she states that Vinny and Council, Eric and Chief Simmons, Quiana for addressing concerns and dealing with the situation at Feely's. Though it still sounds like a package store, last week, Feely's also began limiting customers to one case of beer or six bottles of wine per order. At least there are some changes in place. Again, I want to see beer and wine continue to be served with dinners in Bethel and would prefer that to what's going on. Moderation. We'll see how it all works out. Hopeful. Respectfully, Beverly Hoffman. So again, if there are members of the public that would like to send an email to address the council, please send them to my email address. And again, it's pbar@cityofbethel.net. And I'll make sure that it's forwarded on over to the rest of the council members and Ms. Strickler, the city clerk.
Mr. Mayor, can I add something to that?
Yes, sir, please.
I think that maybe I'm overly concerned, but I think we have to be careful a little bit. I mean, we've all gotten lots of emails which were sent to all of us, but not every one of those senders wanted it to be read on the radio. And so in an ideal world, someone could distinguish, I want this in the packet. I want this public. It is in a way, I mean, when you send us a record, it becomes part of the official record if we get an email. So someone can look into that, but not everyone wants it in the packet right away. And so in a way, maybe ideally people would say, hey, I want this included in the packet, or we ask them, do you want this in the packet? That's just what I thought. Because otherwise, we wouldn't want to be reading off every email we get, I don't think.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. I think if we can suggest a disclaimer on our email addresses that if you do send us an email, you give consent to have it on the record.
Yeah. There is already, I believe there's already something saying that, well, I don't know actually if they send it, but anything from us says that this is official record, people can look into it, you know. I don't know.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. We're moving on to item number 5, which is the approval of the consent agenda and regular agenda. I'd entertain a motion, main motion approval of this consent and regular agenda.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda and the regular agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Mayor.
Second. And Mr. Springer, discussion.
Yeah, I'd like to remove items 10.1 and 10.2 from the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. 10.1, which is the resolution 20-09, and which is requesting the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office prohibit sales of alcoholic beverages. And then resolution 20-10 is establishing a policy within the city of Bethel that masks or similar face covering be worn in public. So those two have been pulled from the consent agenda. Any other items to be pulled from the consent agenda? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda and regular agenda indicate by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Ms. Franco. All those against, please say nay. Motion carries unanimously. We have a agenda. So the item number 6, approval of meeting minutes, item 6.1, 7/14/2020, regular city council meeting passed on the consent agenda. We'll move on to item number 7, which is reports of standing committees. And 7.1 is committee, commission, board, 8 agendas, and draft meeting minutes. We're going to go down from the first on the list is the Port Commission, Council Member Diamant.
Yes, as I mentioned our last meeting, we didn't have a quorum. I do know that we have enough members to have a quorum, although we're looking for 3 more. So if anyone wants to sign up for the Port Commission, which is a really real commission that does real things, contact someone at the city about that. But we didn't have a meeting because someone was absent, is my understanding.
Thank you, Mr. Diamant. We'll move on to the Planning Commission. Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yeah, so the last Planning Commission meeting was July 9th, and then we had a council meeting the 14th, so we haven't met yet. Either the second Thursday of the month, so the next one should be August 13th at 6:30 p.m. As always, people can call into that or Zoom, and I have not seen the agenda for that yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. And we'll move on to my committee, which is the Community Action Grant Committee. And I'm trying to find an email that was sent to me by Mr. Sargent. Here it is. So we've been having meetings, and what the CAG committee is asking for is to have the city council authorize and approve city administration to issue checks totaling $3,396 to year three, quarter two community action grant awardees. So we gave Sackett Hall, University of Alaska Kuskokwim campus, they requested $12,000. We gave them $1,896. We had a request from Maria Nikolai, who requested $5,000 for a cedar wood garden behind the IFBIC apartments. We gave her $1,500 for a total of $3,396. So we'd like to ask the council to authorize and approve administration to cut those checks. Our next meetings for the third quarter from July to September, which is our open period, the application period opens August the 1st. Deadline is August the 30th. And we'll have our CAG, our Community Action Grant meeting, September the 1st and September the 9th to review those applications. And that will be presented to the City Council on September 22nd. And checks will be made September 25th. So please get your applications in before August the 30th. And we'll move on to the Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health and Safety Center Committee. Council Member DeWitt.
Yes, Mayor Barr, that committee meets the second Monday of the month. And as a result, we have not had a meeting since our last council meeting. And I'll be able to provide a report at our first August meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. The Finance Committee, Council Member Franco.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. The Finance Committee met yesterday at its regularly scheduled meeting. We discussed a proposed amendment change as far as budget changes that can be made within departments versus coming to City Council for any budget modification that is over $5,000. We did not come to any decision on that. We kind of postponed it, seeing as there were some more questions that we wanted answered and some more research conducted on that. But all in all, it was a good meeting with debate and dialogue between the committee. Our next scheduled meeting will be the fourth Monday in August, which I believe is the 24th. Yeah, the 24th at 6:30 p.m. I do believe there's still a few open seats, so if anyone is interested, please reach out to the city clerk. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. Moving on to the Public Works Committee. Council Member Leary.
Thank you. We had a great meeting this month. We have just enough members to have meetings, and everyone was able to make it. So thanks, Ryan, Gary, and Juan. And thanks, Bill Arnold and Charlie also made it. At this last meeting, we accepted resignations for two longstanding volunteers on the Public Works Committee, Jeff Sanders and Courtney Trammell. I thank you for your service to this community. You will be missed. We voted at this meeting for Ryan Butte to be the chair, and I will continue serving as the co-chair. We briefly discussed a couple of DEC drinking water compliance issues, and we're expecting to hear back from Public Works Director at the next meeting. And then our next meeting is set for August 19th at 5:30. It's always the third Monday at City Hall, and the Zoom options are available. And please consider joining our committee. I've kind of suggested to Charlie, the Public Works admin, I told her that whenever people call to complain, that she should suggest that they join the Public Works Committee, because that is the best way to bring your concerns forward. So I just really suggest that to anyone that is upset or concerned about anything to do with Public Works. We want to hear it at the meeting and not on social media or whatever. You know, come to Public Works Committee. That's the venue for that. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Last but not least, our Public Safety and Transportation Commission, Council Member Springer.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. The Public Works and the Public Safety and Transportation Commission is having a meeting on Wednesday, August 5th. And it looks like we have another member joining tonight. So we're full.
It's always good to hear that your commission members are they're eagerly wanting to join our committees. So again, we do have a number of commission openings on a variety of our committees. So please apply, and we'd love to get your valuable input to some of the issues in our community.
Mr. Mayor, we've been at this for an hour and a half. We take a 10-minute break.
Sure. The last thing that I want to say is a lot of these reports of the standing committees are found online on our agenda at thecityofbethel.org. So if you're interested in reading some of those reports, please find them online. And we'll go on recess for a few minutes. We're at rest, at ease.
Yep.
Because they had another funding source, and when they did the presentation, they said we usually get our whole entire funding source, but we always ask for more and whatnot. So I think they were getting, was it 13,000 or 12,000? Like 12,000 something. And last year they had done their full amount. But when they gave their exit report, it showed that they had given a lot of money to. And it's not necessarily our coffers in the CAG account is getting low. It's actually increasing because of all the alcohol sales. And I wish we could have given more to the second request. I really wish that we did. But the committee that voted
minute.
Okay, we're back on record. Time now is 7:53. Cece, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. All council members are present. And we're moving on to item number 8, which is special order of business. As indicated on the agenda, it is blank. We have nothing. Item number 9, which is unfinished business. Item 9.1, which is the public hearing of Ordinance 2023, amending Bethel Municipal Code 2.21, Department of Administration, to clarify the scope and nature of reports from city administration and management to the City Council, which was brought forth by Vice Mayor Hansen. I'll open this up for the public hearing. Is there any member of the public online or in the gallery that would like to speak to this ordinance 20-23? Hearing none, I'll close this public hearing and entertain a main motion to adopt ordinance 20-23.
So moved.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to amend some of the language.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Hansen, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you go to 2.21.050, section F, I'm kind of going slow so people can get there. Number 3, excuse me. So right now it says twice a month city manager written operational reports to be included in council packets for each regular council meeting. I would like to strike that language and insert a city manager written operational report to be included in council packets for each regular council meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. There is an amendment to the main motion. And the ordinance item number 3, striking that language and inserting new language.
The reason for that, Mr. Mayor, is sometimes we only have one meeting a month. And so if you're saying that two are required, but we only meet once, it's just making it so that they're required each regular council meeting, just to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen, for that clarification. So do I have a second for the suggested amendment, Mr. Diamond? Thank you. Further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Springer?
I guess as good as time is to say that to make the point that I think I asked the city clerk this once before, the official record of a council meeting, apart from the minutes, is the recording, correct? Madam Clerk?
Yes, in conjunction with the packet, yes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So what that means is for the city manager or anybody that is making a report to this council or to any other body, that you have the ability to verbally append a report and not to... For example, if the swimming pool had burned down last night, I'm pretty sure that there would be a verbal appendage to the city manager's report this evening that, oh, by the way, the pool burned down. So I know the argument has been presented or discussion has been done on the part of the manager that, well, sometimes things happen that I should report to you, but they happen right up against the deadline for submitting a report or afterwards. I just want to, you know, recognize the fact that the actual record of the meeting is on the tape and not to, you know, to not discourage the manager or anybody else making reports to us to say, and I'd like to add this to my report for the record and go through whatever points need to be gone through. Because there's always stuff happening. There is stuff that happens after a report is submitted. But I don't think that the council wants to have to wait another 2 weeks to read about it in the report. There's nothing that constrains the city manager from adding to his report to us, you know, verbally or even a written addendum that can be handed out, because it's happened before. So thanks, Mr. Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Ms. Strickler, would you like to chime in? If not?
No, I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So there is a suggested amendment, and we had it seconded by, did we have it seconded by? Oh, yes, Mr. Diamond. Thank you for that reminder. So further discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the suggested amendment indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Thank you, Ms. Hansen, for that suggested amendment. We'll go back to the main motion, which is the item number 9.1, the public hearing of ordinance 20-23. Further discussion? There's a motion to adopt ordinance 20-23. And since it is a ordinance, we will do a roll call vote. So, Ms. Strickler?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Franco?
Yes.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Mayor Barr?
Yes.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Councilmember Diamond?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. We're moving on to item 9.2, which is the budget hearing, or I'm sorry, public hearing of budget ordinance 20-12, amending the City of Bethel fiscal year 2021 budget, Caterpillar 160 AWD motor grader, which was brought forth by City Manager Carrazza. I'll open this up to public hearing. Are there any members online, on phone, or in the gallery that would like to be heard on budget ordinance 20-12, in parentheses, small a?
Mr. Mayor? I move to suspend the rules if the public works director would like to speak at this point or afterwards. Suspend the rules here for the public works director.
How about if we, once we introduce it, then we'll open it up for discussion, and then you can ask to suspend the rules? Okay, so it entertain a main motion, or I'm sorry, if there's no one here for public to be heard, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a main motion to adopt budget ordinance 20-12.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor,
I'm sorry, can we go back? We do have a member of the public
who
would like to speak.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Ms. Leary. I'm sorry. We do have a member of the public, Ms. Nenewick, that would like to speak on this budget ordinance 20-12, parentheses A.
I wonder,
how long is that cord?
Yeah, I was going to say, I can probably have a slide of speech there if you'd like. It would be nice, thank you, Mr. Barr. It would be nice if you not only say the number, but say what it covers.
Okay.
And I had a feeling that I was publicly ignored, but that's what often happens. And I mean, like, if you can't, as a public servant, if you can't stand what we say, what we observe, what we suggest, get out of your seat and let somebody else go in there. I'm not kidding you, and it's not a laughing matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nowak.
So at the very beginning of this, item number 9.2, I did state that for the public hearing of budget ordinance 20-12A, amending the city's fiscal year 2021 budget, Caterpillar 160 AWD motor grader, which was brought forth by city manager. Any other members of the public or online or in the gallery or telephonically that would like to go on budget ordinance 20-12 for today? Hearing none, I'm going to close